Hey everybody, this is Michelle Ilport for Spot 127. Every year, thousands of people flock to cities like San Diego to conventions, like Comic-Con. And a lot of them are dressed up as their favorite characters. Why, you may ask? It's simply called cosplay. Cosplaying and conventions are growing industries. In fact, Eventbrite estimated that fandom conventions grossed more than $600 million in ticket sales in 2013 and have continued to increase. Today, we have Alicia Bizzuto and Diana Heinze to shed some light on the world of cosplay. Hi, Alicia and Diana. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Diana?
I'm good. Thank you.
Welcome. It's great to have you in studio. So, Alicia, what is cosplaying, for those who might not know a lot about it?
Cosplaying is something when you dress up as a certain character. It could either be from, like, an anime, a TV show, a legit TV show, from a video game, comic books, anything you can imagine. You can either make it yourself or you can go to an actual store and buy it, or online. Either way, it's something that everyone can enjoy.
Wow, that's crazy. So how long have you been cosplaying, Diana and Alicia?
I haven't been cosplaying for too long. A couple of years at most.
That's really cool. Yeah. So what about you, Alicia?
I've been cosplaying for almost 11 years now.
Wow. Since you have so much experience, can you just tell us a little bit about what goes into a good cosplay?
What goes into a good cosplay? It's time. You need time to create a good cosplay. You need to get effective tools in order to create that perfect cosplay. You don't need excellent seamstress skills, but hey, everyone's got to start somewhere. So you might as well just try it.
So how many do you actually have?
Oh my god. I think over 15 cosplays, and I think over 20 different wigs that I kind of interchange for certain costumes.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
So what are some common misconceptions people might have about cosplay?
That it's really weird, it's time-consuming. People in the older generations don't really seem to get it. My parents still don't get it, and I've been doing it for 11 years or so, and they still think it's a phase, but...
It's always just a phase. What about you, Diana?
It's different, yes, but it's... I mostly started cosplaying because I like making costumes. Or pretending to be somebody else, I suppose. I just really... It started off as me just designing the outfit, the costumes, and I kind of decided I want to at least somewhat make them. I have only recently done my first actual cosplay. I'm being a gender-bent Roy Harper at Comic-Con with a friend of mine, being Nightwing.
So, since I know, especially since you've been doing it so long, Alicia, how has a community developed?
It has increased like tenfold. It's become so popular in just social media. Just the younger generation has really taken, like, they've taken kindly to it. So, you go for it. What is your how has the cosplay community developed for you, Diana?
Well, I haven't really done a lot of adventuring out. I'm still kind of new, and I'm kind of an introvert, so it makes it doubly hard. I mostly enjoy making costumes. I really enjoy making costumes, actually. That is a saying I kind of like doing. It's an understatement. I love doing it. I mostly am into cosplay for the design standpoint. I'm working on breaking into some of the communities, but I can't say I have a lot of experience with them. I do know a lot of people that get very into them, and then there's some vitrolic aspects to it, but that's the same with every community, I think. I mean, you see that in fandoms, but you expected that cosplayers, who, of course, are fans of these characters, would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a little different, everybody has their favorite character.
Yeah, and even when when two cosplayers get together and they talk about their favorite characters, it starts like a little bond. And that bond, you could be seeing them, like, just seeing them in passing at a convention. And the next year, you say, hey, I saw you last time. Let's talk a little bit more. And you start to build that relationship. So you get more friends and you become more open. And you'd be like, hey, I know you. Hey, I know you too. Awesome cosplay, you know?
I had the opposite effect one year. Like, I've seen the opposite happen as well.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
The fandoms, people, especially, in fact, in all of the fandoms, you can find a lot of vitriolic type situations, especially in the ones that I'm in, especially in the fandom that I originally got into cosplay through, which is Hetalia. And oh lord, the shipping. Just, I can't. I have my own favorites, but I don't see the point of all the vitriol between these two, between two of them specifically. Just like, why? I'm just like, why are you like this? It's so just too much.
I heard you guys talking a lot about conventions. So do you guys have any favorite memories you've had at a convention?
Yes. Favorite memory, it'd have to be when I've made, it's actually a couple years ago. I made my very own costume from the tops to the pants to the big hat, and I was so proud of it, and I got so much positive feedback from them, just like, oh wow, that really touched my heart, like, thank you so much. And it has inspired me to create even more so and go beyond what I've done before. It makes me want to go bigger. So I think every convention I always have a positive memory and something that always, like, sticks with me.
So what's it like if a person's never been there before? What might they expect at a convention?
It is a huge culture shock, if that's for sure.
Yes.
You go ahead.
And, okay, if you see two people start arguing, I've had some really weird experiences at conventions before. Mostly, fandoms.
Mm-hmm.
They be crazy. Especially Hetalia. Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But basically, if you see two people who you think are from the same fandom, start fighting. Run. Depending on the fandom, run. Some of them are very vitriolic, like Steven Universe, Hetalia.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Some of them, Homestuck.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Yeah. But you'd find a lot of people.
I mean, some of them are nice people, but some of them take something that's initially good and then take it to a crazy level, and then they become those crazy people on Tumblr.
Yeah, that's true. But when you actually go to a convention for the first time, it is a huge culture shock, because you don't know what's going on. Like, why are these people dressed up in crazy costumes? Why are they in colorful wigs?
I was just...
Why are people, like, selling all this stuff? So that's weird.
So I was having a, I had a BSOD of pure awe, just like...
So how might an older person, say, if your parents were interested somehow, how could an older person get involved with something like this?
That'd be a little bit difficult. My parents have gone, they've kind of escorted me throughout conventions. People, I think, the more crazier and the more wild their costumes are, the more lucky the parents or, like, older generations will pay attention and be like, wow, why are you doing this? And they will be inclined to ask you and be like, wow, what? Again, it's a big question of why. So that's what they'll really ask.
My parents are the ones that got me into this.
That's cool.
Yeah. My dad's into comic books and my mom loves sewing, so.
Oh, perfect. Well, my parents are neither of those. And it's taken them a long time to accept that I like it.
My mom is the one that got me into doing costuming via the zombie walks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I am actually very good at doing zombie makeup.
Very cool.
Okay, so as you can see, there's a lot of different people of different backgrounds that come to these conventions. So you might have, like, a lot of different viewpoints and such, and different behaviors. So is there a darker side to cosplay that average people might not even think about?
Yeah, there's a lot of drama depending on, I guess, who you hang out with, and it's kind of like high school in a sense.
Yep.
If you go to one group and you'll get
you'll get bashed on, but like, oh, her costume's not right, her wig is off, or I don't like this person, so you shouldn't either. So it's just high school drama, honestly. But if you get past that and don't even involve yourself with that drama, it is so much fun. And I've been having so much fun for like these past 11 years.
Yes, I brought this up earlier. Fandoms, just like any other community, can get very vitriolic. And the arguments can get very heated, especially if they're hardcore fans. And it's just like, dear Lord, they're literally arguing. And it's like watching two chihuahuas snipe at each other over a piece of meat. And it's like a bark off to see who can bark the loudest. Because they're all nerds. And it's just like, you're arguing. And while they're arguing, some other person just makes the point and walks away, and they're too busy arguing to notice anything, and they just ruin it for everybody. Not to mention when cosplayers are disrespectful to the environment that they're in, because I know why Sabaton, one year they had to move locations, because the Homestuck people, with their gray makeup, they didn't seal it properly. And a couple of them had gone into the fountain. Cosplayers are no longer allowed on that campus anymore. At all. They ruined it for everybody. Because, I mean, so that happens as well. Like, the mistakes of a few can ruin it for everybody.
That's true. And also, there's a big thing with cattiness.
Oh, Lord,
I hear
yes.
so many catty remarks as someone walks by, like, her skirt is too short. The seams aren't sewn correctly, her wig is off, so you see her actual hair, and they're like, ugh, you hear all this catty drama garbage, and it's sad. It really makes me sad. It's like, wow, can't you just be nice, and you can give them constructive criticism about the costume? Like, just, hey, I really like your costume, you did a good job. If next time, instead of using like Velcro, you can use button snaps instead, and like
button snaps are big.
Yeah, so it's just gotta learn to be helpful and nice towards people, and sometimes that's a little bit hard, especially as such a younger generation is really involved with this community.
So with all this drama, what would you say to someone who is just starting out, that they've heard all of these things and they might be doubting it? What would you say to them?
I'd say just try your best. I mean, find a character that you love and are passionate about, and just go for it. Ask for help on the internet. I'm sure there's a lot of communities that will help you with like sewing or prop making or working with foam, anything. There's so many tutorials out there and options readily available that you can easily get this done.
Also, if you don't have to make it, don't. Just don't. It's always better to have it be... It's better to go shopping and find parts that'll work for your costume than to make it all from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. Like Goodwill, thrift stores.
Goodwill is awesome. Yeah. Over half of my Arsenal costume came from there, and the rest of it was spray paint.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And like even if you can't even do sewing, it's okay. You can always order it online, because sometimes they'll have the costume readily available for you to purchase, and
warning,
you just put
though,
the wig
that
together.
Is expensive.
It can be expensive, yeah, but. Hey, if they're willing to do that, then by all means.
Yeah.
You shouldn't cosplay... That's another thing about the negatives of cosplay. People were like, oh, she bought that costume. It doesn't count. I hear that constantly.
It counts.
It does count. Yeah, it's like you are dressing up as someone that you enjoy. Why not let them be and enjoy it?
Of course. Personally, store-bought costumes, while they can be awesome, it does. Certain props, they look better if you just... Or more proportional, I suppose. Like, they don't translate completely well when they're store-bought.
Yeah, it all depends on the costume.
It all depends.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, for those who are really questioning about... for those who might be interested in cosplaying, you definitely have plenty of options, and cosplaying is multifaceted. So you have plenty of options, as I'm hearing from them, to go get help and to talk to people, and you can really gain some new friends. So even those, also what I've been hearing from Alicia and Diana is that even if you're not totally sold on the idea of cosplaying, it's definitely something that's gaining a lot of ground, and it's very 21st century. It's earning a lot of money, improving economies, that sort of thing. So I'd just like to thank you for joining us, Alicia.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been great having you, Diana.
Thanks.
So
here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm Michelle Elport, and I'll see you guys next time.